North Woods. 98 Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Republicans are moving forward in their attempts to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, saying he has not told the truth about border security. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is firing back, writing in a new letter that the charges against him are baseless, adding, "I assure you that your false accusations do not rattle me and do not divert me." Republicans on the Homeland Security Committee accusing him of willful and systematic refusal to comply with the law and breach of public trust.
The White House and the Pentagon weighing their next steps in response to the deadly drone attack on a U.S. base in Jordan, 3 U.S. service members killed. The election board in Illinois is now scheduled to consider whether to keep Donald Trump on the state's primary ballot after a recommendation that he be removed over the Constitution's insurrection provision. A South Carolina judge denying Alec Murdoch's bid for a new trial after accusations of jury tampering. This is ABC News. Toyota now telling drivers of some of its older cars to stop driving them immediately. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze with more on why.
The 2003-2004 Corolla and Corolla Matrix and the 2004-2005 RAV4. Toyota is citing an issue with the age of the airbags that could cause a part inside to explode and shoot sharp metal fragments, injuring or killing drivers and passengers.
The recall affecting about 50,000 vehicles. Police in Wichita, Kansas say they have found the pickup truck used to steal a statue of baseball legend Jackie Robinson. It was cut off at the ankles and hauled away last week, but still no suspects in the theft. Researchers think they have gotten the first video of a baby great white shark. It was spotted off the coast of California. And a cruise ship to the rescue in the Gulf of Mexico. A Carnival cruise ship had to fish a couple of guys who were stuck in a kayak out. They say the kayak became their lifeboat when their own boat sank in the Texas coast. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic presidential candidate Dean Phillips wants the Wisconsin Supreme Court to order his name on the primary ballot in Wisconsin. Phillips wants a ruling by February 9th to be on the April 2nd ballot. There's concern artificial intelligence will undermine this year's elections. Rachel Ori is with the Bipartisan Policy Center. She says a robocall imitating President Biden urged people in New Hampshire not to vote in their recent primary.
Our bigger concern is what's known as a liar's dividend, that even when there are instances of generative AI being used to target voters with false information, they feed into this bigger risk that the presence of false information makes voters trust any information less.
Governor Evers and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have both formed AI task forces. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media. Saturday, January 27th from 10 a.m. to noon, it's the Winter is Snow Much Fun event at the Park Falls Public Library. Sponsored by the Northwoods Community Credit Union and the library, it's going to be a snowball at the library as they offer families a morning of winter-themed crafts and games along with snowman soup and cookie decorating. This event is 100% free of charge and designed to chase away the winter blahs. Again, that is Saturday, January 27th from 10 a.m. to noon at the library.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks fall in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lose 113-107 in Denver. 25 points and a triple-double for the Nuggets' Nikola Jokic. But new head coach Doc Rivers says the Bucks made him work for it as they try to improve their defense.
When he takes 25 shots, it means a couple things. Number one, he couldn't find guys the way he wanted to. And then number two, that means he had to force a lot of tough shots. That's what our defense has to be.
Giannis Antetokounmpo named the NBA's Eastern Conference Player of the Week. It's the second time this season and the 23rd time in his career. Baseball, the Brewers' new first baseman, Rhys Hoskins, spoke to reporters about leaving the Phillies in free agency and why he thought the Brewers might offer him a contract.
Milwaukee was always a great paper fit. I've talked to a bunch of guys either on the team or that have played there in the past. It just fit even more so with, you know, the type of culture that they have and what I'm trying to accomplish.
That's Brewers' first baseman, Rhys Hoskins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, the Butternut Girls traveled to Solon Springs last night after a week layoff. Took some time to shake off the rust, but a very nice run to close out the first half gave them a 41-25 lead at half, and they pushed their lead over 20 early in the second half, and then they spread out some minutes around the other players and got a 61-49 victory. Jersey Polinchek led the way, and Kendra Pritzel each had 16. Pritzel added 15 rebounds. Izzy Przybylski, she connected on 4 3-pointers for 12 points, and Caitlin Bebo added 9. It was Casey Sherwinski pulling down 7 boards. So Butternut Girls now 9-3 in the conference. They are 13-4 overall. They will host Mercer tonight, 5:45, in a doubleheader with the boys, and then they'll host South Shore coming up on Thursday. Logger United Booster Club is proudly sponsored by Prevail Bank.
Prevail Bank believes your financial goals deserve attention. Pursue what's possible. Contact a Prevail banker in Phillips today. They go the extra mile for their customers.
Prevail Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little freezing drizzle, maybe a few flurries this morning. Then it's going to be mostly cloudy all day long today. Our high right around 36 this afternoon with wind out of the north at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 27. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, a bit breezy with a high right around 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has 2 locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a VMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and in stock for fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Therese-Line, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the 2024 Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendars. One of the most powerful figures in U.S. gun policy resigned earlier this month prior to the kickoff of a major trial out in New York State. Wayne LaPierre, of course, had led the National Rifle Association since the early 1990s. I'll tell you more about this story when we return. But first,
get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Welcome back. Citing health reasons, the longtime head of the National Rifle Association announced on January 5th his resignation. Wayne LaPierre's resignation came just days before the start of a civil trial over allegations he had treated himself to millions of dollars in private jet flights, yacht trips, African safaris, and other perks at the powerful gun rights organization's expense. LaPierre, who is the CEO at the NRA, said his departure is effective January 31st. Andrew Argula Landum, a top NRA lieutenant who has served as LaPierre's spokesperson, will assume his roles on an interim basis. 74-year-old LaPierre had led the NRA's day-to-day operations since 1991, acting as the face and voice of its gun rights agenda. The NRA remains a strong political force, though in recent years it's been beset by financial troubles and has seen membership decline. I'm Rob Therese-Line, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
There's a whole lot more
brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Q Country.
I wish this whiskey would make her miss me like I wish she did. I wish she did. Pouring up another one won't change what I should have done before she left.
Freedom song.
rumors off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up!
Crank it up!
Crank it up!
98Q Country.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring the drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. You save me.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I don't want to spend another lonely night.
Flats here, praying for daylight at 98 Q Country, 26 past 8. Another mild one today, 36, 46 tomorrow. Maybe even some sunshine in the afternoon tomorrow, too. A little bit of that cloud cover moving out here. We had some early morning precipitation that still may be lingering in some parts, so be a little bit careful as you venture out. Temperatures beginning to move a little bit above that freezing mark, though, but we had a good crusty I don't know, freezing rain or what it was, but if your car was parked outside overnight, there's a coating on there. So just be a little careful, especially on those back roads. We're going to get to our birthdays in just a moment. If you have somebody celebrating, wish them a happy day. How about a free cake? I mean, who doesn't like a free cake? Courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. We do this every Friday. Just let us know about your birthdays. If you're bashful about calling, shoot us an email, wcqm@civicmedia.us. Tell us who's celebrating. They could win a free cake, real nice cake from the Super One Bakery Department. So get to all of our birthdays and anniversaries in just a little bit. We're excited to bring you high school sports tonight. Shawamigan boys at Prentice. And then I'll see you be about 7:15. tap on that. JV's first at 5:45. We'll bring you the varsity tonight with Steve Jetland at 7:15 right here tonight on 98Q. We'll get to those birthdays after the news.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Republicans are moving forward in their attempts to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, saying he has not told the truth about border security. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is firing back, writing in a new letter that the charges against him are baseless, adding, "I assure you that your false accusations do not rattle me and do not divert me." Republicans on the Homeland Security Committee accusing him of willful and systematic refusal to comply with the law and breach of public trust.
The White House and the Pentagon weighing their next steps in response to the deadly drone attack on a U.S. base in Jordan. Three U.S. service members killed. The election board in Illinois is now scheduled to consider whether to keep Donald Trump on the state's primary ballot after a recommendation that he be removed over the Constitution's insurrection provision. A South Carolina judge denying Alec Murdoch's bid for a new trial after accusations of jury tampering. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A hotline for Wisconsin students to report concerns about threats of violence have reached a milestone. The Justice Department's Office of School Safety says 10,000 tips have been made to the Speak Up, Speak Out tip line. Almost 200 of the tips were about guns or planned school attacks. A new study links racism online to higher rates of stress and suicide among black teenagers. Dr. Raquel Martin is a clinical psychologist. She says social media often amplifies what happens in everyday life.
Having social media provides you with an opportunity to see how people that look like you are being treated in their own city and state and country, and acknowledging the fact that that is not often good.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says suicide rates among black youth in the U.S. are rising faster than any other group. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, February 3rd, it's the Healing Patriots Steak Feed and Dance. There'll be a meal from 4 to 7 with music from 7 to 11. $25 per ticket and 200 tickets available. The Glidden VFW receives the bar proceeds, and the Healing Patriots will receive the food proceeds. To purchase your tickets, contact a VFW member or GJ Ader at 715-663-0727.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks lose to the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Denver Nuggets spoiled the debut of Doc Rivers with a 113-107 win over Milwaukee. But the new head coach says it wasn't the Bucks' defense that failed. It was the offense.
I told our guys, anyone who told you you couldn't play defense, lie. You proved that tonight. I thought tonight was an offensive loss.
In college basketball, a new AP Top 25. Wisconsin moves up this week to number 6 after beating Michigan State. The Badgers face the Cornhuskers in Nebraska this Thursday. Marquette now ranked number 9. After a decisive victory over Seton Hall in Milwaukee, the Golden Eagles are in Villanova, Pennsylvania to take on the Wildcats tonight, looking for their 5th win in a row. Baseball, the Brewers' new first baseman, Reese Hoskins, says he's looking forward to spring training next month, coming off a torn ACL last March.
I'll be stoked to get on the field, but just stoked to get down to Arizona and meet with this medical team and put a plan in place going forward.
That's the Brewers' Reese Hoskins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And some local sports notes. The Butternut Middle School girls volleyball A team went 5 sets as they took on Solon Springs last night, losing the first one 18-25 and the second 24-26. Third set winning 25-23. Fourth set they won, and the fifth set they won 15-13 to get the 3-2 victory over Solon. The Butternut girls winning last night also. Butternut girls basketball, the varsity, they get a 61-49 conference win over Solon also. Other girls action last night had Mellon beating Hurley 51-42. Butternut girls, we mentioned the win. Rib Lake girls top Shawamigan 67-13. The Phillips girls winners over Abbotsford 67-33. The Prairie Farm girls top Winter 63-37. The Lakeland girls beat Wausau West in girls action last night 69-27. On the boys' side, up in Hurley, Hurley beats Shawamigan 66-54 in boys' action last night.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
ripped off. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue pills or little yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-896-1696, and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Been thinking about Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 800-896-1696 for as little as only $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 800-896-1696 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 800-896-1696 now. That's 800-896-1696.
Well, happy birthday anniversary. If this 30th day of January is a big one for you, if it is, you get to share your day with these other celebrities like Christian Bale, the Welsh native, received a Best Actor Oscar nomination for American Hustle in 2014, Vice in 2019. He won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for The Fighter in 2011. He's 50 today, Christian Bale. Brett Butler, the actress from TV's Grace Under Fire and others, is 66 today. Dick Cheney, former vice president of the U.S., the businessman politician, served as the White House chief of staff in Congress, as secretary of defense, and then as vice president under George W. Bush. And 83 today for Dick Cheney. Norma Jean, the singer, was a regular on the Porter Wagner Show and received a couple of Grammy nominations for her own records. 86 today for Norma Jean today. Vanessa Redgrave, 6 Academy Award nominations. That included 4 for Best Actress for The Bostonians, for Mary, Queen of Scots, Isadora, and Morgan, and a couple others. 87 for Vanessa Redgrave today. Jeannie Pruitt, the Grand Ole Opry member, singer, country singer, 87 today. Gene Hackman, he won a couple of his 5 Oscars, which he was nominated for, Best Actor for The French Connection and Best Supporting Actor for Unforgiven, is at other nominations too. I always remember him being on the Johnny Carson show when he is I remember him more as a comedian, I guess, than an actor, but he was a actor too. Gene Hackman is still with us. Yeah, 94 today for Gene Hackman. And Dick Martin, the comedian, co-host, the Roland and Martin Laugh-In Show. That was a bizarre show, especially for that time. He was twice married to Dolly Reed, the English actress, who starred in Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. Dick Martin, one half of Roland and Martin. Dick's actually, his middle name, his real first name is Tom. Dick Martin, born on this day, 1922, passed in 08, and President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, FDR, born on this day, 1882, he passed in 1945. 98Q's weather update is being brought to you by Hansen HVAC, heating and cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little freezing drizzle, maybe a few flurries this morning. Then it's going to be mostly cloudy all day long today. Our high right around 36 this afternoon with wind out of the north at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 27. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, a bit breezy with a high right around 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Brad Paisley.
Toby Keith.
Carrie Underwood.
All day long.
98Q Country.
listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Sam Hunt. We're living on the outskirts in 98Q country. Happy birthday wishes. Lynn Kundinger is celebrated this past Sunday. And that is from Petey. So, Lynn, hope you had a great birthday. You have my permission to do a little something special today to extend out your birthday. Every Tuesday at this time, we talk about your money. Could there be anything more important than talking about your money? And we got Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Services to talk about that. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you doing?
We're doing fabulous. No snow, but we'll just appreciate the warm temps and we'll move forward, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Crazy the temperatures we're seeing right now.
Yep, 46 tomorrow. 46 with sunshine tomorrow is what they're telling us. Crazy, crazy. All right, so what are we going to talk about today as far as people's money goes? Matt, what do you got for us there?
Yeah, so today, Joel, what I wanted to talk about, and it's a conversation that's come up a couple of times in the last couple of weeks, and I think just in general, the last couple of years, there's been a lot of people moving, employers and things like that. So I wanted to talk about your choices for what to do with your 401k at a former employer.
Okay, all right. So you got a 401k from somebody, maybe you just switched jobs, or maybe you left the job and you're like, don't want to deal with it. It's still there. So they have options, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And there's four options, like I said, that I wanted to talk about. And obviously, as I mentioned, with a mobile workforce, many people, individuals, leave their job and are faced with a decision to what to do with their 401k. And so today, like I said, I want to talk about four choices. And the first choice is leave it at your previous employer. You may choose to do absolutely nothing with your previous employer's 401k plan. However, if your balance is under a certain amount, be aware that your former employer may elect to distribute the funds to you, which then, of course, would be taxable to you.
Right.
There are many reasons, however, to keep your 401k with a previous employer, such as that the investment costs are low or have limited availability outside of the plan. Other reasons are to maintain certain creditor protections that are unique to qualified retirement plans, or to retain the ability to borrow from it if the plan allows such loans to ex-employees. I don't think that's very common, but if that's something that plan allows, it's certainly a consideration. The primary downside is that individuals can become disconnected from the old account and pay less attention to ongoing management of its investments. And I think this is kind of common too. You can kind of just forget about it and maybe forget you have it.
Right. Right. And since you're a former employee of that company, I'm sure they're not prioritizing keeping an eye on your investment either, I would guess, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know how many times I've heard that of somebody. I forgot I even had this account and it takes a while to find it and a lot of digging. So that certainly is a downside to keeping it at a former employer, especially when you're talking about years down the road.
Yeah, I would guess if that former employer for some reason goes out of business or something too, then you've got maybe some other issues stacked on top of that, right?
Yep, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
All right.
The second choice that you have is to transfer to your new employer's 401k plan. Of course, that's granted that your new employer has a 401k or offers a 401k. on top of that, know that the new employer's plan has to be willing to take on those assets as part of the new plan. The primary benefits of transferring are the convenience of consolidating your assets. It also retains the strong creditor protections and keeping them accessible via a plan's loan feature. If the plan has a competitive investment menu, many individuals prefer to transfer their account and make a full break from their former employer.
All right.
The third choice is to roll those assets to a traditional individual retirement account. It's possible that a traditional IRA may provide some investment choices that may not exist in your new 401k plan. The drawback to this approach may be less creditor protection and the loss of access to these funds via a 401k loan feature, because the traditional IRAs certainly don't have any loan feature or provision.
All right.
And then the last choice that you have is to cash out the account. However, if you choose to cash out the account, you may be required to pay ordinary income tax on the balance plus a 10% early withdrawal penalty if you are under age 59 and a half. In addition, employers may hold on to 20% of your account balance to prepay the taxes that you'll owe. Certainly, we want to think carefully before deciding to cash out a retirement plan. Aside from the cost of the early withdrawal penalty, there's an additional opportunity cost in taking money out of an account that could potentially grow on a tax-deferred basis. For example, of course, if you're taking out a $10,000 out of a 401k instead of rolling it into an account earning an average of 8% in tax-deferred earnings, could leave you $100,000 short in 30 years when you get to retirement. So certainly there's a lot to think about when cashing out a 401k plan.
Right. And I would guess that when a person gets close to retirement or is in retirement, having less accounts to deal with and figuring out what you need to take out of what is probably just makes things a little simpler, doesn't it?
I would certainly agree with that. You know, there's when you have, you know, say you have five or six different places where money's held, that can certainly make it very confusing.
Yeah, yeah. And if folks have any questions, they can sit down with you and kind of bring their papers and say, here's what I got. This is there. This is that. What can we do to make this work? Free initial consultation. They can sit down and just kind of talk with you about what they have going on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We can talk about each one of these choices, you know, when we're talking specifically about a former employer 401k and what works best for you and what makes the most sense for you as well.
Yeah. And even something as simple, if someone's listening right now, Matt, and they're like, what's a 401k? Maybe they're just getting started in the work world. They're young. Even as basic as that, you can sit down, get informed, because when they start young, that's when it really adds up later, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's, I would say, one of my most enjoyable appointments is the, you know, the, like you said, younger person that's maybe just starting out, and really educating them on retirement planning and all that comes with it.
Yeah. All right. Well, where can they reach you and to maybe set up an appointment to sit down and just kind of have a little chat about their financial future?
Yeah, so our phone number is 715-748-3231, and we also have offices in Medford as well as Hawkins and Phillips, so we can meet you in a few different spots now as well.
All right, very fantastic. 748-3231, 3231, reach out to Matt and the folks at Pioneer Financial Consultants. Some good advice. It's exciting tax time. Well, maybe not exciting. It's tax time of the year, so people have to be very aware of their distributions and all that stuff, because that can come to bite us if we don't pay attention to that stuff. So,
absolutely. Not paying attention. Yeah. For sure.
All right, Matt. Always good to talk to you. We'll chat with you again next Tuesday, okay?
Awesome. Yes, thank you very much, Joel. Appreciate it.
Matt Krieger with Pioneer Financial Consultants. He joins us each Tuesday morning at this time to talk all about your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. WFS is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of WFS.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. Pete, we've got some special incentives for folks if they want to get a little work done on their car. You guys got a little incentive for them to do that, right?
Hey, you know what? The holidays are over, but we're still giving discounts down at Wheelway. There's many discounts off brakes, tires, alignments, whatever the issue with your car. You want to make sure it's roadworthy and you can trust it during this winter time.
All right. And if their service, if their work's over $100, you got a little extra discount for them too, right?
Yeah, you know what? 15% goes a long ways.
Yeah, it goes a long ways, whether it's an oil change, alignment, or from all the slipping and sliding they did from the recent snow we had. Maybe they need some new tires. You guys go set them up for you, right?
You finally find out right now. You didn't find out a couple months ago, but yes, there's many discounts off tires right now.
Find out real quick. They can always call down to Wheelway in Fifield. How can they reach you guys down there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. They're ready for your call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
They'll take care of you. Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. The David and Kristen Pishka family is a very proud Logger United Sports Booster sponsor. They support our local athletes and teams, whatever the season is. Best of luck to our great community of teams.
A little freezing drizzle, maybe a few flurries this morning. Then it's going to be mostly cloudy all day long today. Our high right around 36 this afternoon with wind out of the north at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 27. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, a bit breezy with a high right around 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
I love new country.
Why don't you save me the trouble? Well, that is a small town. See how far you make it down the road.
That's my station. 98Q Country.
Don't bother me a bit. He's got somebody else's eyes. I'm seeing myself in. I'm holding on to every moment. God knows I missed a few. The day we met, I knew I had some catching up to do. Choice.